Hello, it's Father Jim. God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put us to care for it. Gardening is one of my great hobbies. Spend a lot of time on my knees. Do all the plants at the college in Rome from seeds and cuttings. I love to touch my Mother Earth. There's a beautiful song, chapter 5 of the prophecy of Isaiah, about Israel being a vineyard. Let me sing to my friend the song of his love for his vineyard. My friend had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug the soil, cleared it of stones, and planted choice vines in it. And in the middle he built a tower. He dug a press there too. But he expected it to yield grapes, but sour grapes were all that it gave. So I ask you to judge between my vineyard and me. What could I have done for my vineyard that I haven't done? I expected it to yield grapes. Why did it yield sour grapes instead? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do to my vineyard. I'll take away its hedge for it to be grazed on and knock down its wall for it to be trampled on. I'll lay it waste, unpruned, undug, overgrown by the brown, the thorn. I will command the clouds to rain no rain on it. How disappointing for a gardener, when we do all we can. Now Israel is littered with stones, and to make it fertile it's taken centuries. First of all, picking up the stones, then trying to water it, and then give it nourishment, and then planting. By the way, a vine needs good pruning, otherwise it will kill itself if it tried to bud on all its shoots. And our Lord said, if he's the vine and we're the branches, we need pruning, not to hurt us, but to produce more fruit. We've got roses in the garden. It's kind to a rose to prune it so it doesn't exhaust itself. And we're all so gifted, we couldn't possibly flourish on all our gifts. One lifetime wouldn't be enough. In fact, if I didn't believe in something better, I'd like to believe in reincarnation. I'd love to come back for more. Be somebody else, do something else, fall in love deeper, learn more, visit other places. Because one lifetime isn't really enough, it seems, for life to the full. So before any politician went green, God is green. He planted a garden and there he asked us to look after it. And when you think of the violent history this earth has had, it's geology and astronomy are one of my hobbies. And when you think in the 4,500 million years, the history of the earth, oh, it's had been crushed and remoulded so many times. And it's taken all those millions of years for the earth to put down her larder. Larder of oil. And the sad thing is that the brothers and sisters of the earth, some have got there before the others and are raiding the larder. And eventually, many of Mother Earth's resources will be used up. And many of our brothers and sisters won't even know that there was a larder. You think how precarious Mother Earth is. I believe the rivers are now in danger from pollution and other things. Some people travel miles and talk about global warming. From the very beginning, we have to remember that Mother Earth is the mother of all the living. And we need to share Mother's larder. Otherwise, we'd be in great trouble with the Lord, who gave us this earth for all to care for it. One of the rules of gardening is you only get out of Mother Earth what you put into it. So there is a theology of compost still to be written. That all our bits and pieces, instead of just being wasted, somehow need to be turned back to refresh Mother Earth. That poor thing can be exhausted just because some greedy people got there first. Ezekiel was talking about this. When people arrived at an oasis, first there, first served, they were all butting each other out with their rumps, muddying the waters for those who come after them. The whole earth is a commonwealth. Let's be careful not to squander the wealth, but to make sure that what wealth there is common. Amen.